Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Matsina. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad reached Delhi yesterday after successfully concluding its visit to Germany. The delegation carried forward India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Talking to media after returning from the visit, Mr. Prasad said his delegation visited France, Italy, Denmark, England, Brussels and Germany, and the foreign nations condemned the Pahalgam terror attack.
हर जगह संसद के वरिष्ठ लोग मंत्रीगण थिंक टैंक मीडिया और भारतीय कम्युनिटी से बातचीत हुई भारत के प्रति पहलगाम के बर्बर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ बहुत गुस्सा है और सबों ने कंडेम किया
Meanwhile, the all-party parliamentary delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor wrapped up its visit to the US after meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance and Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau among political and diplomatic leadership to drive home India's strong resolve to combat terrorism emanating from Pakistan. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has called on social media influencers and intellectuals to turn the One Nation, One Election initiative into a mass movement, citing its importance for national progress. Speaking at an event in Bengaluru, Chauhan stressed that frequent elections drain time and public funds. He said simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections every 5 years would save administrative resources and money. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation, driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on the development journey of Northeast India, a region once seen as distant, now standing tall as a symbol of connectivity and progress.
Over the last decade, Northeast has witnessed a remarkable shift from isolation to integration. Under the Act East policy and the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the region has moved from neglect to priority. Signing of peace accords has led to peace and a decline in violence in the region, and these efforts have paved the way for reducing ASPA coverage in the region. Recently, Assam and Arunachal Pradesh has signed a memorandum of understanding to resolve a decade-old boundary dispute. Connectivity has also improved like never before. Schemes like PM Divine and Unnati 2024 are unlocking new economic potential. Over 1.35 lakh crore rupees worth of externally aided projects have been supported to boost infrastructure and livelihoods. The region is on track to harness 15,000 megawatts of clean energy through a major push in hydroelectricity power development. Today, the Northeast is not just a frontier, it is a rising engine of India's development journey. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The prestigious Axiom 4 AX4 mission is scheduled to be launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center tomorrow at 5:52 p.m. IST. This historic mission will carry four astronauts from the U.S., India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. The four astronauts on the Axiom 4 AX4 mission are Subhanshu Shukla from India, Slavoj Uznański from Poland, Tibor Kapur from Hungary and Peggy Whitson from the U.S. Whitson, a NASA astronaut, will serve as mission commander, while Shukla becomes India's second astronaut to travel to space, following Rakesh Sharma's 1984 mission. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This morning, we explore on Bhujangasana or the Cobra posture. Bhujanga means snake or cobra. In this asana, the body is raised like hood of a snake. This asana is best for stress management. It reduces abdominal fat and alleviates constipation, as well as helps to remove backache and bronchial problems. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions over West Rajasthan till the 11th of this month. Parts of northwest India, except for Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, are also likely to witness heatwave conditions during the next 4 days. The Weather Department has also predicted parts of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Orissa, Punjab, West Madhya Pradesh and West Rajasthan are likely to experience thunderstorms along with lightning and gusty winds during the next 2 to 3 days. And in football, India's senior men's team is all set to take on Hong Kong in a crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier final round match at the Kai Tak Stadium in Hong Kong tomorrow. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian time. Placed in pot one for the qualifiers, India, ranked 127th, got off to a slow start with a draw against Bangladesh in March. Meanwhile, pot two side Hong Kong, ranked 153rd, could also only manage a point in Singapore. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.